The newly approved government land policy would compensate former white farmers from foreign nations for the land they lost decades ago or give them back the properties. Zimbabwe's Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi says the land issue has been a roadblock to improving relations between the Western nations and Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa. He took power 2 years ago, promising to rebuild the nation's shattered economy.
We need closure to the issue of land. And what we have decided to do is to say, okay, let's negotiate with those that we have to compensate for improvement. And we then say, what do we do to those that were not supposed to have their land taken in the first place? At the moment, we are geared towards productivity. We are assessing and saying to ourselves, if it's possible, that is the key word, to give you back the land that you had, and we don't have to pay compensation for land and improvement. That is the route to go.
Dr. Alex Magaisa is a law lecturer at the University of Kent in the United Kingdom and a former advisor to the late opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai of the Movement for Democratic Change. He says that compensating the white farmers was inevitable.
All that was political rhetoric, which was not consistent with the League opposition. And what we are now seeing is a clear admission, although without the admission and contrition by the government, that what happened was wrong, that it needed to be resolved. And it's a good thing to acknowledge that it needs to be resolved.
Altogether, an estimated 4,000 white farmers were kicked off the lands they had farmed. The plan announced by the government only applies to a small fraction of them. Citizens of South Africa, Germany, Denmark, the Netherlands and Switzerland can apply for compensation. A separate program will apply to white citizens of Zimbabwe. A representative of white commercial farmers, the Commercial Farmers Union, says although the announcement by the government to re-engage those who lost their farms is a positive move, they still doubt President Mnangagwa's sincerity. Ben Kilpin is a director with the Commercial Farmers Union.
The offer of compensation to many elderly farmers 20 years on from the acquisition of their properties is well received, as many are in dire straits. The concerns are that indeed it will be difficult for government to raise this money, and at the same time, who should foot the bill? So whilst it's welcome, it remains to be seen whether this will happen. In regard to the return of properties to white farmers, very, very few are foreign and covered by bilateral investment protections. And so there will not be many applicants for this. Many have had to move and are reluctant to come back into an environment that is still not stable, although there may be some who are still farming on part size properties who will certainly likely apply to get back land that was lost.
Former long-time President Robert Mugabe, who was removed from power nearly 3 years ago, had said the land laws were irreversible. Mugabe said he was redressing colonial land imbalances and empowering the black majority, which had been deprived of its birthright. But instead of turning the farms over to poor landless Zimbabweans, many parcels of the seized lands were appropriated by allies of Mugabe and the military. The Zimbabwe Farmers Union is a consortium of black farmers who replaced the white landowners. The association's chief economist, Dr. Prince Kuipa, says resolving the land issue may help black farmers who have been unable to gain access to needed capital. The banks won't lend to them because of the uncertainty caused by the long simmering dispute.
Being beneficiaries, what we are looking for is a conducive environment for the farmers to go on with their day-to-day business. So we realize that without a compensation being paid to the extra farmers who were on the farms, it puts a tag on those farms, which has always been the contested land. But that tag has got implications in terms of production on the land. it has implications on access to local and international funds.
President Mnangagwa's administration hopes the concessions to former foreign white farmers may help convince Western nations to extend economic aid and lift financial sanctions. Mnangagwa faces increased resistance from a population battered by a sinking economy, human rights violations, and the coronavirus pandemic. For KPFA in Harare, Zimbabwe, this is Garika Chaunza reporting.